Count your lucky stars, babe. Bud Bundy's in the house.
We have had some technical problems.
We are live, and it's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio.
I wish we had the Jeffersons music.
Moving on up. And when the bunny called,
you answered.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
What's up, chaos? Welcome. Wow. It's the Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio, Burbank, which is in chaos right now. Yes, Vin Diesel's out there just wrecking shop. He's going fast. He's going furious.
It's insane.
You just know there's a bunch of little Filipinos out there in Honda Accords are just wrecking traffic.
Yeah, Sam.
Like, that's where you talk, man. You
gotta just, I know. I'm worried about I can't hear my own headphones. Now I can. I don't want to talk into it loud. I'm worried. Maybe I should just go.
You know it's bad
after all
traffic.
That?
What
know,
is, Sam?
You know it's bad traffic when it sticks out. You're like, this is the worst traffic I've ever had. And yeah. I live in bad traffic.
I actually killed a guy.
I know.
I killed a guy.
You killed a guy in bad traffic.
For the listeners, what's happening
this
is...
This is like VH1 Storytellers.
Yeah, what is
there's like Fast and Furious going on in
say,
Burbank.
Legalize cop-sponsored Fast and Furious. So they actually cut... I don't know what happened there. What is going on?
Well, you see, Sam, I've gotten the note from the studio and from a couple people who work on the show that sometimes I make the mics a little hot. So what they did here was they hooked me up with a little system where it's like I'm a guy in a wheelchair and this is what I steer with. So,
have you guys ever noticed how much women love to hug guys in wheelchairs? Like they can't stop hugging them.
And then do they know?
Yeah.
Do they know what happens when that guy gets home? And he just rubs a pillow on himself with whatever he can until he makes like a little bit of bubble come out.
Oh my God.
What, too much? Too little?
Well, no, dude. It's sympathy right here. Man, that
I think this new system with the mic's working really good.
By the way, can we get that picture, please, uploaded quickly? And we're going to have a little Photoshop competition. Who can take that great picture?
Fuck! Sam, I feel like some of them will be dicks.
Yeah, probably. Most of them.
Shit.
Toronto's coming up this weekend. Big show, Toronto. We will be at the Underground, or as I like to call it, the Weed Factory. We'll be doing stand-up there. I think tickets are pretty much close to sold out. 15th, 16th, 17th. Come on out. Hang out. Find out if I'm sharing a room with Gareth Reynolds. Will I be able to watch him bone hard, taking notes? Which, if I can't take notes, I will come back here next week and give you my notes. We'll call it my scouting report.
By the way,
on Gareth Reynolds' boning action.
It just turned out you're not going to be able to take notes.
Why?
Well, just because I heard of what you're going to do with your notes.
Oh.
Yeah, reveal them.
Well, I mean,
that's a
huge scouting report.
It's a huge problem for me that the scouting report's available online.
Why? Why?
That's an issue.
Why are you mad about that?
That's just an issue, and regardless of the Wonderlic score, how am I doing on my mic, guys? Is it hot? Cold? Where am I at? I feel good. I just wish I could feel my arms and legs.
Okay. Oh man, chaos. Guess who's big announcement? Did I announce this last week?
I don't know.
Doesn't
don't know
matter, Sam. It can still be huge and big.
I'm going to be on Showtime's The Sex Awards.
Whoa.
Woo.
Yeah, we'll be doing a couple things. I'll be doing some Man on Street stuff. I'll be doing stand-up, and they want me to do porn star fan mail.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big show. It's going to be me, porn stars, and some happy Coke dealers. Because at the end of the day, the real winner in that night are all the Coke dealers in Los Angeles.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the Palladium is going to be full with Coke out.
Can you imagine that traffic just now if you were on Coke?
Oh,
how
God.
Fucking... I would just run. I would just run. I'd run through a hill.
Yeah.
I'd run through rock.
Yeah.
Just like a fucking superhero. Just like, fuck this shit. Gotta tell someone about my high school experiences.
By the way, no superheroes ever run like that before.
No, never.
Never run like that before.
Yeah.
There's never been a superhero coked up in that traffic outside before, though.
That's true.
I've talked about this before. I've had, I got a couple superpowers. One of them is, I've got three.
That's pretty good.
And I can't remember one of them.
Okay, so one of them is not awesome memory.
It's not memory, yeah, no.
I can talk my way out of DUIs.
Right.
I've talked my way out of about six of them. I don't know how I do it. I go, this is not the DUI you're looking for. I do some weird kind of Jedi shit. And the other thing I could do is I can bone on cocaine, which is a weird thing.
And
but now that I'm sober, it's like I give up my superpowers.
And you're able to see five buttholes in a single sitting.
I'm hoping for some tonight. Really quickly, we've heard a couple things about Vicky this weekend that I'm very excited about. I just found out that Vicky actually has a bald beaver.
Why? Okay, if
what's his name?
If you were a listener to your own show, you would have definitely known that already, as it's been revealed over and over again. How, I feel.
Did you know she has a bald beaver?
Sam 929 of the Peas did not know that beaver was bald.
Thank you very much. Nobody knew that beaver was bald.
It's practically a cause.
No, it's not.
It practically no, because I don't know why people are always against it. Why?
No, well, that's because people
what
love beavers.
Against bald beaver.
Real? I feel like a lot of tweets I see and stuff. Everybody like we're gonna get back to the old school. It's like no, we should never go back to the old school way.
As
you shave everything else.
Ever.
As
ever.
Long as they love wood, any beaver will do. Sam is gonna be 9:30 in the piece.
Bald beavers rocking. And final thing before we bring in our guest in, because I'm waiting to see if our other guest is here. Very excited. You know, sometimes you wonder, hey, is anybody listening? Yes, our numbers have exploded.
That's right, Sam.
With that said, people are listening to what we're saying, and apparently word is out that Vicky's top 15 best-looking, sexiest comedians list is out there. People are talking. People want her to email the link so they can hear where they are ranked on her top 15.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Controversy, Sam. We can't shy away from it. 9:31 on the piece.
Can you just do this while you're talking in it right there?
That's absolutely right, Sam. I'm up here on the traffic chopper, Sammy. And it's gridlock left to right, Sam boy.
I need chocolate rain.
They're putting their hands on their ear.
So basically, like what we have going on right now is controversy. Lots of controversy. People are talking about Vicky's top 15 hottest comics
well,
in the world.
Well, I mean, that was from a month ago.
And it's just chaos
and
right
now.
And
it just hit over the weekend. Stuart Thompson, he's the one. He hit me up. He's like, hey, I heard through the grapevine, which means this is just word on the street now, that attractive comics came up and that I was mentioned. Very flattered. Where's the link?
Yeah.
Now he's going to... That's what I was trying to avoid, though. People, like, knowing where I think they fall versus other people.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, now you know how BuzzFeed feels.
I didn't...
Your list goes viral, baby.
Okay, so... Things are amazing. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, all the new listeners. Thank you so much for just loving the Naughty Show, man. So we got an exciting show for you. Do you think Fast and Furious can stop us? No. We got a big show. I'm so excited to have this guy on. His album just dropped.
Today. Little Weed.
Today. Dropped on Old Scratch Records. Very excited. Please welcome the very talented, I'm so excited he actually take time to do a show, David Faustino, everybody!
Woo!
And the crowd goes crazy! The crowd goes crazy! Welcome, brother. Thank you so much.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello again.
Is your trusty,
what's happening?
Is your backup guy coming in,
if
or what's going on?
In,
he's
yeah,
throwing
he
up
want,
dubs
he
in the air.
In. He's just trying to play polite.
Don't be shy.
That's
don't
Mark.
Be
shy.
That's Mark Keitel Jr. Lowe.
Oh, nice. Mark Keitel.
Why do we call him Keitel Jr.? I don't know.
That's right. The mystery of it. And by the time
look at
you,
that grill.
By the time you crack that code, you're 6 feet deep. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on the album coming out.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. You put yeah. out your own album.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little mixtape we did. I've been a fan of hip-hop since I was a little kid, since I was 12 years old, and I run a little indie label with a few artists on it, and of course I had to do my own thing. So it's kind of like hip-hop / comedy.
You got to make it happen yourself.
Awesome. Yeah.
Wow, man. When's the tour start?
Well, we go to North Carolina, actually, next month.
A hotbed of rap,
oh,
by the way.
They love the rap down there.
They love the rap.
They love West Coast white boys in North Carolina.
They love it.
North Cackalacka.
North Cackalacka.
I did Atlantic City a couple months back. And, yes, we just little cities here and there.
Just testing the waters.
Yeah.
And what was the reaction? Mayhem?
It's great. I just, because I get up and I just hang out and I warm up the crowd and then I do a couple songs and, you know, just have a good time. Kind of living a dream of mine since I was a kid.
No, why not? You've done everything else. Why not do this?
You know, I actually grew up in here in Burbank, in beautiful downtown
Burbank. This building.
Born and raised in Burbank.
Now, do you know anything about this Fast and Furious celebration going on?
Well, I tweeted I was coming to Burbank.
And they just
That's
flopped.
What it is. Mayhem. That's what it is.
Absolute mayhem. It's all Bud Bundy traffic.
There we go.
God, it's got to be crazy to be that popular.
It's like I'm like a fucking Beatle.
Do you feel like you're in an invisible prison at any moment? Do you feel like you can't have time alone?
You know, some days. Actually, Keitel Jr., he's my engineer and producer, by the way. The wonderful Keitel Jr.
You know how I know that he's got street cred? Oh, yeah. And he loves South Central. And if you love South Central, you obviously know how to mix.
He actually lives in South Central, believe it
or
not.
Do you? Do you feel you get more your ear to the streets by living in the streets?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. That's great. Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Much. He's got great ears.
Are you guys Jay and Silent Bob? Is that what's going on over here? Is that your trusty sidekick? He doesn't talk. He just wrecks shop.
Few word, Bob. He passed out a couple.
Well, you asked me a question that I was about to answer, and it was very... do I feel like I'm in a bubble, a prism?
Yeah, invisible jail.
He can attest to this. I mean, it's funny because I've lived in the same house for like 15 years in the Hollywood Hills, but over the last 5 years, this new like tour bus phenomena. And Charlie's seen it too. It's like I have tour buses coming by my house. I shit you not, like 10 times a day, sometimes more, sometimes less. It's a bizarre thing.
Do you ever interact with them?
It depends on the mood I'm in.
Yeah,
you know?
Sometimes like fuck up.
Oh yeah, if you're in a bad mood,
yeah,
the worst fucking thing.
And what do you hear him just going like over here on the right?
Well, yeah, you hear him coming up, and because I have interacted with them a few times and have been like you know really nice and engaging,
they expect it.
Then it's like, oh, right. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
So like then they'll like catcall into my house, you know. And when you're in a shitty mood, it's like you want to go out there and be like, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh man, how fucking great would that be? You see the tape of that?
I did do it once because there was one guy who kept singing the Married with Children, you know, the Love and Marriage song.
Right.
And these are like, you know, convertible buses. There's no tops. You can hear everything that they're saying in the microphone. And this one guy used to come by and he'd sing Love and Marriage at the top of his lungs 3-4 times a day. And finally, man, I was in a bad mood one day and I come up the street and I see him parked in front of my house. I'm about to pull into my garage. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not stopping. So I like try to dodge him. I go up the street. I wait like 3 minutes. I come back. They're still sitting in front of my house. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to say something. So I pull up and the guy's like singing the song and the people are filming and stuff. And I'm like, hey, man, what's up? I go, you guys filming this? Get this. I'm glad you're filming. I was like, hey, bro. I was like, I don't mind you coming by my house every day, you know, saying what's up. But you can't be singing the fucking Married with Children song like every day.
Every fucking day.
I've got neighbors. They don't want to hear that shit, you know. He's like, oh, man, am I getting... I was like, yeah, you are. Don't do that. He hasn't done it since. He still stops, but he doesn't sing the song.
Like, there was a part of him going, you know, he probably loves hearing this song.
He
reminds
either loves
good
it
times.
Or he hates it. I bet he loves it.
Let's find out.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Wow. So you're a rapper and you were a child star. Who's got better groupies, do you think? What ass is more prime?
Oh God, that's a tough question, man. I mean,
there are no losers.
But look, I had the best of both worlds because you had the Grandmaster B and Bud Bundy. So it was like I had great groupies, you know?
Right.
It was good.
I've heard so many stories. Of just like
about
even when
about
I
me?
Didn't live in Los Angeles,
no,
I would hear
general.
Stories
good ones,
of just you being able to like on set, like just be like, hey, dude, that chick, the blonde, bring her back. And is that real?
I mean, it was
will I ever know that? I will never know that.
This invisible prison sounds pretty good, by the way.
By the way, new album, Invisible Prison.
I like it. I'm gonna steal that idea.
Boom.
It was fun. We had a good time doing it.
That's a total yeah.
There you go. we had fun. It was a good set. Everybody always asks me, hey man, did you? They say, you know, hey man, did you fuck your sister? I get that question more than anything, and they literally say it just like that. Hey, did you fuck your sister? And so like I'm like I didn't really want to. Fuck my sister because like there was other hot girls.
There's
on there.
So much ass right there.
Christina was like my sister in real life. Like it was like that.
And why would you want to bone your sister when like the girl playing her friend, the extra, is totally down with it having a good story.
Exactly.
And wouldn't have to be there the next day of work.
Exactly. Either. Ding, 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 ding.
So you would just pull chicks out of the audience?
No. I mean,
oh, you're ruining my story. Just go with it, bro.
Well,
let me believe
yes.
there's a God.
That is a yes.
Yeah, no, not out of the audience, just out of the extra pool, like you said.
It would just be like one life preserver out of the pool. Yeah.
How great would it be just to go out in Central Casting, be like, yeah, hire her.
I'll
it's like your
her.
Own Craigslist, just everything's a yes.
Yeah.
You did Snapchat before they had it. That's how that would go. But, you know, I mean, everybody loved Kelly, loved your sister on the show, but I fell in love with your mom. And, yeah. like, growing up, there were two sets of tits on television yeah. that I couldn't stop staring at.
Who was the one? First one.
First one was the sister on Good Times.
Oh.
All right. Hey, maybe we shift gears to that second one. Huh?
Are you telling me nobody loved those chocolate tits? Are you telling me that? Nobody fell in love with chocolate tits on Good Times.
Well, I mean...
She was so hot, and she had the biggest chocolate cans I've ever seen.
Nice
I was like,
chocolate.
Wow. And I just come from... I did talk about this on stage. Everybody on my dad's side family just loves black women.
Uh-huh.
My dad is dating a chick who used to dance on Soul Train.
Nice.
There's a video of her doing the funky chicken with Cornelius, the MC.
Yeah.
And my brother bangs black
Don
strippers.
Cornelius.
So I fell in love. Don Cornelius. We got video. Yeah. I have to watch it every Thanksgiving. It's just every Thanksgiving.
So much to be thankful for. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Katie Seagal's tits are just.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're how old on set?
Well, I started when I was 12, and I left the show when I was 24.
So, I mean, there's a good chunk of 6-7 years where I'm sure you can't take your eyes off them.
But then, see, it's the too close for comfort thing. It's if you watch the show, the first 3 years, they were a little different looking. And then the last...
She got them enhanced?
Yeah.
Month? Oh, that's so great.
Watch the first 3 episodes. They won't be your favorite set of... Vanilla tits.
I still love them, dude.
Yeah.
If I can touch them, they're real. That's the story.
Got it.
They're real. I love them. That's fucking... She's so great. And she's just such a great actress, too. And it's just like... And they like the show changed Fox, kind of put it on the map, along with The Simpsons.
Yep.
What were you talking about? What's going on?
Is The Simpsons still on, or are they done
it
now?
It's still on.
Still on.
Jesus. Still on.
I don't know how they come up with storylines.
They don't. They actually stopped 2 seasons ago.
Really?
Yeah, they're all just flashbacks.
So you go to set, you go to school on set.
Uh-huh.
What is that like?
It's weird. It's kind of bizarre. You know, like you, my classroom was Christina Applegate and myself. And then next door was Who's the Boss? Alyssa Milano and Danny Pintaro.
Oh, nice. My God.
And I had the biggest
Jonathan
fucking crush on Danny Pintaro. I can fucking tell you.
That's a whole lot sexy right there.
I know who the boss is.
No, but on Alyssa, like, it was so bad. Because, you know, I was, you know, brand new, and here I am. I get zits all over my face, and I'm, you know, on this new show. And Who's the Boss was already a well-oiled machine. I was already a fan of the show. And then to walk in and have Alyssa Milano literally just next door in the hallway and have her walking back and forth, I would just turn into, like, I couldn't even talk. I was
she
like,
was.
Oh.
She's been hot for what, 3 decades now?
I know, it was crazy, man.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah. She's still,
she's smoking
still
hot.
She's still hot.
She's still the boss.
She's still the boss.
Did really. You
and that Danny Pintaro, he's fucking sexy. Now.
Yeah.
He also is holding together real nice.
Yeah, he's like a bottle of wine, dude. It's
he's
just getting
still,
better.
He's still holding it together real sweet.
Now, did you take a shot at the title?
No, I was too young. It was like by the time I was like coming
too busy banging
my own,
extras.
Yeah, I was like they left. You know, their show got they got canceled, and we kept and then she was gone, just like that. She was gone.
Oh my God!
Yeah, she had some like fucking hot hunky fucking 6.
Oh,
tall.
Banging just banging hockey players.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we have another female comic coming on in the next hour, and I love when my friends who are young females get famous because they just upgrade to, like, super alpha male ass, you know, I'm like, just super dick, and, like,
right.
They all start banging. Like, I saw JC, who's going to be in the next hour, saw her in San Diego with the, I think the whole band. What band were you with? Like, kind of fucking, it was It was some indie rock lumberjack band. It's like these super Abercrombie and Fitch lumberjacks. And it's just, so I'm sure the ass that Alyssa Milano got was top shelf.
Premium ass. So it goes back and forth. I guess it goes both ways. So they get the hot, hot dick and we get right. Okay. Well, that's how it works.
And then what was his name? Jonathan Pintaro?
Danny Pintaro.
Danny Pintaro.
Yeah, yeah.
He's getting some hot dick.
Yeah, it took him a while. He was like, I don't want any hot dick. No, no, no. I want anything. I'll just have the craft services. I'm fine. And then 15 years later, he's like, gentlemen, the dick is unleashed. Come have a suck on the boss.
Now, you came before. Now, your success as a child actor was before TMZ. Do you feel like really lucky on that? Because I'm sure as a young guy on one of the most popular shows on television, Hollywood is just open door to anything you want to do. And everyone's cool with doing it.
Yeah, I got lucky that way. I mean, I ended up on the front of the Enquirer and the Star a few times. And that was like, fuck, that sucked, you know. But it wasn't everybody was in your face like they are now. I mean, the TMZ, you know, I got lucky. I kind of slid past that.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. I'm sure like TMZ's just ruined fame to a point. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Like you can't have fun anymore. You can't enjoy your vices.
Yeah. I mean, I was even like the Married with Children heyday was even before the internet. So it was like, you know, if they couldn't catch up with you in the journal, then you were okay.
I like to call it when people could keep a secret.
Exactly.
That's what that time was. Exactly. When people knew to zip the pie hole and let, you know, Dave over here have a good time with a lookalike of Alyssa Milano extras. You know what I'm saying?
Also kick out Danny Pintaro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So one of the things that Vicky really loves that you're doing is this series that you did.
Oh, Starving. Yeah, I watched all of them. Oh, my God. I stumbled upon it, you know, because I knew you're coming on. And I was like, oh, okay. A lot of questions. Is Coolio really your neighbor in real life? Let's get the hard-hitting questions out. No.
No, Coolio's not my neighbor. No,
because
no,
that would
not.
Well, when you were talking about the tour bus in my head, I'm like, oh, so that's fucking real.
Vicky's new.
Well,
There's a lot of stuff that is real on there. You know, the piece of shit.
What
house
is it? Can you hold out real quick? What is the whole video for like people who may not have seen it and they want to go?
What we're talking about right now?
Oh, okay.
No, that wasn't a diss. But you're asking me.
No, you totally can diss me.
It's Starving. It's a show my partners and I created for Sony's Starving or Sony's Crackle. And they were like, hey, you guys want to do a show? We're like, yeah, we want to do a show. So we created this show called Starving, and it's like kind of based on what would it be like if like I spent every dime I had, and it's just taking like the life after fame and exaggerating the living shit out of it. I mean, it's super hokey and crazy and out there, and like the volumes turn up to 11, and it's like ridiculous humor. But for some people, think it's really funny. We think it's funny.
It's hilarious.
Some people thought it was hilarious. Some people, you know. So we had like Coolio's my neighbor. We took the tour bus thing. We made that real. Right. But like I try to commit suicide every episode and like weird shit like that, you know.
You're like Kenny on the from South Park. Exactly. You're just trying to kill yourself all the time.
Always trying to kill myself.
And why'd you kill? Corin Nemec is the
Corin Nemec from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, who played Parker. He's a good friend of mine in real life. He plays my best. He like as fucked up as my life is in the show. His is worse. We even say in the credits, we're like, you know, Parker Lewis Can't Lose. He did lose. Like, so it's kind of like the whole thing.
Why'd you kill Alan Thicke off?
Oh, right, you know about that. We killed Alan Thicke because he deserved to die.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just thought it might be funny. Well, what would happen if we killed Alan Thicke? I don't know.
Might as well find out, man.
I love that
and
one.
And we killed a mentally challenged child as well. But I mean, he wasn't a child. He was a fully grown adult, but... Gilbert Gottfried's
son. Yeah. Oh, my God. There's a lot of deaths in this series. Yeah.
Everybody dies.
Everybody dies. We all die.
It gets rated. And you're also in another project called Super Fuckers?
Oh, Super Fuckers is an animated project that I do. Supposedly it's funny. I haven't seen it. The scripts are funny. It sounds funny when we're doing it. I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it at all?
No.
Do you like watching yourself at all?
I don't know. It just depends on how good I think I did in something. If I feel like I did like an okay job, I don't want to watch it. I have a show on Netflix right now called Bad Samaritans.
And what's that about?
It's about some bad Samaritans.
Okay.
Well, that's a good time.
Simple.
No, it's basically about this group of misfits who gets in trouble with the law and they have to go to community service. And I play the community service leader. I'm this little guy who wanted to be a cop but was too short to make the service, so I'm a total shitbag. And, you know, I'm an asshole to them all. And it's like, it's basically six episodes of community service, and we'll see if it goes for more. I doubt it will.
Come on, man. You got to believe in yourself.
That's the hard-hitting truth right there, Triple E. If you don't like it, I'm sorry.
But anyway, it's called Bad Samaritans. You can search it out on Netflix. Produced by Fox and Walt Becker.
Oh, I like it, man. Netflix is where it's at now. Everybody's doing that shit. Yeah. Why you don't have to wait
for Netflix? I figured if Kevin Spacey can do it, I can do it.
That's what I've always said.
Great attitude. Yep.
That is my attitude.
Yep.
So you've had you have fame all over the place, rap album, all that stuff. Do you have crazy fans? Can you go places people still flip out, or are they still like going? Do you love the character Bud Bundy?
Fans are like the homeless guy in the coffee shops. I'm not kidding. Like, if there's a homeless guy, I'm getting fucking recognized. That's just the way it goes, man.
That's awesome.
That's my fan base, the homeless. I'm pretty not kidding about that.
Well,
that's why it's the best.
We had a show, and we had I did one of the first episodes we did of this show. I had this woman on named Kayla Page, and this redneck from Florida hits her up for a T-shirt. She flew out to get her $200 T-shirt, and she met me, and she's a very nice lady, and she brought her sister. And when they found out that you were coming on the show, this chick flipped the fuck out.
Wow.
So I'm saying Panama City is a hotbed.
Is that where? Florida? No.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yes. City, Florida. Can we book a tour there?
Let's go, man. Let's I'm telling you. I rap, you do comedy, and it's world.
Can I just film everything?
Okay, let's go. Mark will sit there and not say anything.
Yeah.
His hair will look good, though.
Yep.
It's flowing, bro.
It is. Look at
it's that the hair. It's the white afro. You don't do it? You just wake up?
This is natural.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
This is shot.
Why would you want to tame that shit? Let it go. Flow. Yep. Samson, flow.
That's true.
Have you ever had
this? Samson, I cut it, I lose all my power.
I didn't want to say anything. Just the thought of you cutting it, I was going to kick you out of the studio. But you can stay with that hair. Yeah. It's perfect.
Thank you.
I would like it. I like it. We need to get a little frosty tips going.
I wish people could see it. It's like,
can someone vine his hair real quick?
His hair is vined.
My hair will be vined on Playboy Vine? Playboy,
no, the radio, world, brother. Then, yeah. The world.
The Naughty Show Vine.
The Naughty Show Vine.
There are going to be people in China listening to this. So you go to the Great Wall, they'll probably talk about your hair.
Yeah, well, I heard they ran out of shit to talk about there.
Well, I better use it before I lose it.
No, you're never losing that thing, dude. The only way you lose that is if an Indian scalps you. That's the only way you're going to lose that haircut.
So much right about that sentence, Sam. So much right about it.
Why, should I say Native American?
Absolutely not, Sam. Let's show these people. Hey, you don't like it? Take the serious out of the wigwam, you hear?
Oh, man. So have you had any crazy fans do any crazy stuff? Like, here's my problem. I'm not nearly close to as famous as you, but I've had a couple fans. And it's very hard not to have sex with them. It's very hard.
Oh, yeah.
It goes against everything that my DNA is.
Right,
like,
right.
This hot chick's like, I'm a huge fan of yours. And, like, they're crazy. And, like, I end up just hitting it.
And
you know
they're going to be crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, I okay, this is probably a bad idea. You're a fan of mine, so you're probably psycho.
Yeah.
But but you want to have sex with me, and I don't know how to say no.
Yeah, I kind of don't do that anymore because I've I learned my lessons young, so I don't do that much anymore.
Was there a time where you were just like,
yeah,
like when your parents bust you smoking cigarettes, you have to smoke all the cigarettes? Did you ever go through that where you just
my dad just beat my ass.
That's why you're a great actor. If he didn't beat you, dude, you'd be the shittiest actor. You would never been on television. Mix it up. That's how it goes.
If my kid was getting that much tail, I'd beat him.
Yeah. He was like, a little bit jealous about that, actually.
My God.
He really was.
I'd be like, you're telling me Ed O'Neill's a lock as the dad? Come on. David. It's your poppy.
Exactly. There was a little bit of that.
Apparently his dad's Mexican.
I don't know what he is, but he's a poppy, baby.
Italian. Same thing.
Come on, baby.
It really is the same thing.
It's your daddy poppy.
It's your daddy.
And put me on your little thing.
So retarded, dude. Now, do you want to get back on television? I mean, are you, like, obviously you're doing Netflix.
No, I hate TV. I know. Back on TV.
I don't know why I wrote that question. I read it. I'm like, this is the dumbest question I've ever wrote in my life.
No,
do you like pussy?
You were going to...
Hard-headed questions. Tell me, David.
You were going to set it up in a way almost like if it was between, all right, like this is a booking thing now, so it's a conflict. So you have this choice, and it's world tour with music or lead... TV role.
Well,
in
to
a
be
series.
Honest, and this is the honest to God's truth. Like when I go and I do guest spots on some TV shows, like it could be, and I hate to say it could be really boring.
Yeah,
like back there sitting there and like I mean, if there was like real money behind touring and doing all that, I would pick that in a heartbeat. But you know, if it was a great project with a great character, I'd love to do it. So, but it could be real boring. Like Married with Children was such a well-oiled machine, and the way we did it, I haven't been on any sets that they do it like that. We did two shows on a Friday night, like a play, like. We didn't stop and start and cut and do it over again. It was just like, we did it. They melded both of them together and we kept it moving. Like, we didn't even work that hard.
Well, you need time to pull the extras and stuff.
Exactly. You got it. Exactly.
What's your work? Free that crap. Guys, we got it. I'm inside.
Check the gate.
Why is he extra pregnant in the second fucking show? Why is he extra pregnant in the second show?
Come on, baby, shoot it. Shoot it tight. We got this.
We'll see. Man, I love that you came on my show, dude. I hate that you had to go through that traffic. But let's get back to your album that's dropping. Who is Lil Gweed?
Okay, Lil Gweed is a character I created. I was just, you know, because I run a small label called Old Scratch Records with my partners. And we have a great MC on our label named Patience Price. He's out of Portland, Oregon. Phenomenal artist. PatiencePrice.com. That's right. My man. PatiencePrice.com. I really like, I've been in the hip hop game for a long time. I watched Will I Am, who at the time was Will 1X, come up, and you know, I ran hip hop clubs. But this kid that I found is just tremendous, so I really believe in him. PatiencePrice.com. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Check it out.
Can we tweet that? Tweet that to somebody.
Yeah.
Tweet that. Put it on Friendster. Put it out there.
Good. Good plan, Sam. I think we've got him where we want him.
So one night I was sitting around smoking a joint, right? And I was like, oh, you know, I'm Italian, but I was a little Gweed. So I just created this sort of like alter ego that's like this little Italian kind of alter ego, like the worst of me, basically. That stuff I could say that I couldn't say is me, and I kind of created this character, and you know. That's really where it was born out of smoking a bong rip.
Where all great art comes from.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Doing drugs.
I haven't smoked weed in a long time now.
Yeah.
And it's challenging, like, to be able to write, like, you know, without it now. It's a whole new, you have to, like, relearn to, like, oh, I'm going to write rhymes now, completely sober. Weird.
It is weird, right?
Fucking weird.
I do stand-up comedy, and it is weird. Like, at first, trying to write funny stuff, not shit-faced.
Exactly, because you're so used to it.
Right? Yeah. You know, you're used to going on stage. But after a while, you just start getting used to it. I remember the first joke I ever wrote.
But don't tell anybody. My alter ego still smokes weed.
Your just alter so ego know, is a
he
fucking
gets faded,
junkie.
That's a good
weed.
Out to have.
Yeah.
Right. Officer, you're not listening.
He still fucks extras.
Yeah. All in all.
The alter ego fucked her and did coke. I'm David Faustine. I would never. I'm running for city council. Officer.
Exactly.
Well, ma'am, we would real quick. Why Old Scratch? Why that name?
Actually, my partner Todd Bringawatt, the great Lucifer, who's listening out there. He's Lucifer on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy.
He's a big.
You'd be the second guest we had to talk. Love Satan, by the way.
Dude, my partner, like, he's a Satan worshiper, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, oh, that's common on this show so far. We have a lot of people who worship Satan. They're like, it's not an evil thing. It's just all about me and my ego owning the world. That's
exactly,
all it is.
Exactly. That's what it is. He's a great guy, great writer. We've written. He actually was my writing partner on Starving. Great guy, but he just loves the devil.
Do you know the chicks who worship Satan love anal? It's been studied.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's this weird study. That I did one time. Go on.
Oh, Satan.
Oh, Satan.
So Old Scratch is kind of a meets like Old Scratch, because we like old school hip hop. We're guys who've been around the hip hop game a long time, and then Old Scratch with the meaning of the devil. That's
okay. Let me ask you something, and then we're going to get to one of your songs. We have a very special guest who is nice enough to battle fucking traffic to come hang out with us, and we're very fucking thankful for her.
I love it.
Now, are you a Jay-Z fan?
I like Jay-Z. Yeah, I've been a Jay-Z fan.
Oh, I was talking to Vicky about this. I love Jay-Z, I think he's a great MC, but I have a major problem with him naming his song Tom York.
Tom Ford.
Sorry, that's Tom Ford. I'm so old and white right there. I have a problem with
Tom York
because I feel that like to actually like name a song after a sponsor, I think is just ultimate. Like I don't want to say selling out, but I just think it's too much. I if you make a song and let's say Adidas or somebody wants to put that in their commercial, I'm cool with that.
Right, but is he actually sponsored by Tom Ford? Do we know that?
I would tell you based upon the history of him and his wife, who are awesome artists, that they I would highly doubt that he would put out a name like that and not have it sponsor his.
I'm sure they give him some free shit. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't even think about it like that.
I'm old
but he
school
does
like
say,
that.
I don't pop Molly. I rock Tom Ford. It's a good positive message.
Okay,
for the kids.
I got you. Because there was my Adidas, but that was before hip hop was in.
Jay-Z has that. Kaito
says he'd rather pop Molly.
Rather pop Molly.
Who wouldn't want pop Molly?
I can afford that.
You can, yeah, I mean, the ladies love the Molly.
And the Tom Ford.
And I got sober Right when Molly came out, all of a sudden I get sober. I find the straight and narrow. And
actually, Molly was out. Was out before then. It was just called ecstasy.
Yeah.
It's like they cured AIDS and you were like, but I quit fucking a week ago.
All right. So I would love for you to, who are your top three MCs of all time real quick?
Oh, God, that's tough. Top three MCs, I would say like Guru from Gangstar. You know, right now I really like Pusha T currently. And you know, who else of all time? I don't know. Going old school, maybe Chuck D.
Good one. Yeah, Chuck D does not get enough respect as a lead, as a front man. You see him. I've seen all the best live. I've seen all the best, and he's as good as anybody.
Oh yeah, he's amazing. When you listen to It Takes a Nation of Millions album and you really listen to it, you're like, holy shit, how did he come up with that shit?
Do you ever go watch them when they go to the House of Blues?
No.
They're phenomenal.
I live right up the street, but no.
Because halfway through the show, after they're just rocking Fear of a Black Planet, crushing that, all of a sudden, they'll stop and give Flavor Flav 30 minutes to do as he
pleases. Do his thing, yeah, they've always done that. Yeah, 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 it's hilarious.
And I just moved out after the O.J. Simpson trial. And I remember Chuck D's like, all right, now it's time for my boy Flavor Flav to do his thing. He comes out with this giant O.J. Simpson statue, puts it down in the middle of the stage and goes, yo, y'all, seriously, we got to forgive O.J. Simpson because he rushed for mad yards in the NFL, And everyone just kind of stared at him.
That's hilarious. Did you ever see the roast, his roast?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that shit was funny.
Yeah. That he got fun. Fucking.
Would you ever let them roast you?
Not at the current moment. Not right
How
now.
How about after you go through the country with this album?
Well,
it blows
the
up.
Album and a couple other things, yes.
All right, cool. I want to do something. I would love to hear one of your songs, if that's cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you doing that? Let's bring in a very, 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 very lovely lady. Can you tune
Is
up?
Is it Dragonfly?
Yes.
Because he's coming.
Bring in her. Really
yeah.
quickly.
Yeah.
Can you sit right over here real quick? Please welcome former Miss Howard Stern TV, our good friend, and I'm sure she loves us right now, Brittany Shannon, everybody.
Brittany Shannon.
Hi.
Kappa Squat. Hi, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I just want to say thank you so much for braving that traffic.
Oh, that was terrible.
I'm sorry Filipinos are racing cars right now, and it made you take an hour to get here.
It's okay. I begged a cop, he let me through, so it was cool.
Oh, I'm sure it was really hard for you. I'm sure it was very hard. are you okay? Can you push what do you got? A Twitter, a website? What do you got? A project coming out? We'd love to hear about it.
A movie from Brazzers is coming out. I just shot today.
What's
I have
it
a lot
called?
Of stuff coming out.
What's this called?
I actually don't know what the movies are called yet. I have a couple out already.
Was the script this long? Did you just get handed a page? A single page
it's
with
a
couple
beat-off
lines?
Sheet.
It's a couple pages.
What was your character? And then we'll get into this.
I was a pole dancing instructor.
And it just...
Backstory? What was her backstory?
The guy was complaining because his wife broke her ankle.
Okay.
And,
and when do the
back.
Black men walk in?
Right away, Sammy.
We gotta get... It's about cutting the fat there. Okay. So what's the name of... you don't even remember
it's
the name?
It's called Dancing on the D.
Dancing on the D. Yes. Write that down. We're going to pump Dancing that out when that comes D. out. We're
all right.
Push
Sam, we'd love for you to
hold
that paper up so we can all see what you wrote down, which is Dancing on the D.
Yes, Dancing
hold
on the D.
Hold up that paper.
All right.
All right.
I would love to be able to go more into your stuff, just that traffic fucked us up, and I'm really sorry. So we'll push anything you want forever. You have a 1 month that our Twitter is going to push everything. So you're going to have tens of people following everything you do. Is that okay? Tens of people will be loving you. They won't be in America. They'll be in Sweden and China and weird places.
The Philippines, ironically.
The Philippines.
I get
love
from all over. Yeah.
Listen, you got a place to stay in Bangkok. Trust me on that one. Go Thailand. You're good to go. So are you okay with doing a little pole dancing?
Yeah.
A little. Oh, you're such a champ. You're such a champ. Why, our good friend... Little Gweed rocks out. What's the name of the song?
I believe this one's called Mr. Funny Man. I hope that's the one they have queued up.
You guys, track number one. Is that track number one?
Is that track number one?
Hey,
track
number one of my people here go see that. You guys are just hanging out. Oh, my God. I'm trying to run a professional show that's been ruined by Filipino dragsters.
Filipinos, the thoughts expressed by Sam Tripoli do not necessarily reflect the thoughts of the people who take place on the Naughty Show or the Naughty Show itself.
Or any rappers that are here right now.
Or any Filipinos.
Uh-huh. Can we get the song up?
It's Ractor, by the way.
What's that?
Rapper, actor, Ractor.
Ractor. Oh, I like that.
Actually, I stole that from Simon. You know the Simon Rex?
Yes.
I stole that from him. This is called Mr. Funny Man by Little Gweed.
Can we record this?
Little Funny Man.
No. Just whatever you feel.
Give her some good volume, though.
Dance, you little motherfucker.
Yeah.
We need the music up in our headphones.
I have a lot of dreams where I'm 7 feet tall. But instead of playing hoops, I play pro racquetball. Strange. Maybe because I like to powder my little blue balls. I see y'all laughing, that's how I get off. Screw y'all. Forget about the rubber gloves and goose oil.
Yeah, girl, go.
To me and you were saying something about my rap song. A old dirty bastard shit about to be a grandpa. Weirdo on the dance floor. Hard to see me through the crowd, that's why I took my pants off. Yes, this is a dick, it's just cold. Clammy hands, y'all. What you gonna get? A triple threat? That's me. My entourage is two retards and a cap gun. All around town, one is always screaming. Action. How's that for funny, motherfucker? Go and ask him. Old Scratch, give a fuck, bunch of stupid idiots. Always on some drunk shit, we don't really give a it's on cause we gonna get stupid. As in, I can't even spell your name, stupid. Old Scratch, give a fuck, bunch of stupid idiots. Always on some drunk shit, we don't really give a it's on cause we gonna get stupid.
Dance, girl, dance.
I can't even spell your name, stupid.
I want my verse.
Yeah, patience this, patience that. Suck my dick. Yeah, patient sensation. What am I, panty wasting? Fuck that fat bastard, I can't even understand him.
She's
blacked out and camped
hot
out in my kitchen. Got a knife and night vision. Goggles swearing if they listening. Huh. I flip-flop all the time between rhyming for a laugh and rhyming for the fact that I am hip-hop. Instead I slam dopamines and keep my diamonds in the basement. I turn creepy on you, little weird guy. Hey girl, I smell you from down here, and things are smelling fine. Turn a blind eye to people asking why, cause I'm just a fucking idiot. I feel fucking great about feeling like shit. Now suck my little dick and make it big, bitch. But don't ever say I never warned you about this little itch, huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brittany Shannon.
Yeah, girl.
You're awesome. You're a great sport. Thank you for doing that.
What's the name of the movie? Riding the D.
Dancing on the D.
What's your website?
BrittanyShannonXXX.com.
BrittanyShannonXXX.com.
And your Twitter is Brittany Shannon?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get you thousands of followers.
Thank you, darling.
That would be our goal.
You rocked. Thank you.
That was David. Great. We'll be in touch.
Don't leave. Hold on real
she
quick.
She made me sound good.
Yeah, you. That was awesome.
Oh,
that song sounded awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Yep.
Mark mixed it.
Congratulations, mixed man. It sounded great. You, it was a great.
By the way, that's.
I make shit sound good.
He does. He makes shit
say
sound
your Twitter
great.
Again. It was cut off.
Oh, at Keitel Jr.
At Keitel Jr. We'll spell it out. We'll blast it out.
Keitel, like Harvey Keitel.
Yeah.
I do want to give props really quick to my producer who's out there in Poland. He's probably listening as we speak.
By the way, big listeners, Poland.
What's up, Poland?
They love the pole dancing stuff over there.
Yeah.
They do in Poland.
Yeah, they go, yeah, exactly.
They invented that shit.
Yeah.
I want to say what's up to Hala X, who produced that track. That's all. He's a genius producer.
David, where can they buy the album?
They can get the album for free tonight.
What?
Whoa. Yes.
For free. Hold on, Naughty Show exclusive.
Yeah.
Hold on, Sammy, we've got some breaking news coming in. Sammy, breaking news coming in.
Somebody tweet that.
Yeah,
where
two,
can they get it for free?
There's two albums up right now. You can get them for free tonight at Little Gweed. That's spelled L-I-L, of course. Lil Gweed. That's G-W-E-E-D. LilGweed.com. You can get that shit right now. There's two albums up there, Delirium Tremens and Back to the Rum Again. They're both up there.
That was phenomenal.
Thank you,
Dave, for coming on. I
hey,
really
thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Me, man. I had a
sorry about the traffic.
That's all right. We're going to go.
Who do we blame, Sam?
Who do we blame? I've already did a couple racial jokes that didn't go over very well, so I'm going to pull those back for a couple seconds.
Sammy Ryder, thanks, baby. Brother. Dude, thank you.
Big
that
fan.
Was awesome.
Thanks for coming on. Greatly appreciate it, guys. All right, that's the Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back and do our next hour. And thank you guys for listening. Greatly appreciate it.
Nice. NaughtyShow.net.
Thank you, ladies, but the entertainment is over for the day. The clown must rest.